Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Peet. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete throws to second for 1, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. White scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive beyond third. Pete can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Rowe moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenberg. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Greenberg steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-3 in the game. Peete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. Peete moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White bunts towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. Rowe moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4. And Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.